Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. And what else are we talking about but culture connection?
It's got to be music.
Got to be music. Lane, always a pleasure to have you in here. Always look forward to our conversation. Thanks again, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us.
Happy to be here. You know, I'm kind of sad. These are going to come to an end before too long.
No, time is starting to dwindle to check out culture connection. You guys had one of the highlights of the summer last week. So much live entertainment available during International Days. And from what we were talking about beforehand, this was a very well-attended International Days, and a lot of people were paying attention to that main stage.
We had lots and lots of people there all day. You know, we started early afternoon on Friday and then about 11:30 on Saturday and went until 9 o'clock and then into the drone show, and park was full of people, and it was exciting.
Just nonstop action. I mean, all the entertainment options, too. We talked about it last week. You had a wide variety of groups coming down, something for everybody. But I felt like everyone enjoyed everything that was there. I mean, there wasn't any group that you could single out and say, I didn't like their performance. No, they all really brought their A game. It was a stellar showing for everyone involved.
I agree. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, it was fun to do.
Yeah, no, it's going to get funner, too, as the summer continues on, because we're getting to that slate of the Culture Connection schedule where we're going to see a lot of fan favorites returning, and that starts this Thursday, July 31st at 7 p.m. out in Washington Park. We got a fan favorite, the Deltas, coming down to play again for us.
I almost feel like they live somewhere in Carbon County, and we just haven't found it yet, because everybody loves them.
Everybody
have done for years.
Everybody loves them. It feels like they're always down here performing. There must be some hidden place where they're hiding away.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they're such a good group. They bring that Americana blues kind of style to Culture Connection. That's something that not a lot of groups perform. You typically see people talk about, and we always talk about it, playing country and rock. When you get to that Americana, that blues, that more folksy sound, not too many groups specialize in it.
Well, and if you think about it, this is a duo. It's two brothers. And they've been doing this. They're really professional. Been doing it for a long time. They sound great. One of my fondest memories is when COVID hit and we couldn't do live performances, our first streaming group was the Deltas from a small trailer they built from Bend, Oregon, live streamed to Price, Utah.
And that kind of shows the dedication that they have. And I was studying up for this interview. I remembered that fun fact because we talked about it last year when the Deltas made their way to town. But it's so cool that they were the first streaming group for Culture Connection in a time where people really needed something. They needed something to do. They needed something to enjoy. And the Deltas brought that to them.
Yep. And well, they have a real connection with Price. They have a real connection with Helper. We were lucky, I don't know if you know it or not, that we're lucky to get them because they're on tour. So this is a stop on their nationwide tour. They live in Nashville now.
And I think the last time we talked to Ted, he hinted at that because we were talking about putting together these schedules, because this is a process that starts back in January. You really have to start getting some of these things solidified. These are the groups you want to reach out to first. You want your mainstays to reach out, especially if those mainstays are on tour, because that's a busy schedule they have. And the fact that they're taking time to stop by Price, it really is incredible what they're doing for us.
I don't know if we should say it or not, but you want to book your best first. And then fill in around them.
You know, and the Deltas, certainly one of the best that we have for Culture Connection. It's always a good time. And, you know, you hinted at it earlier. This is a pair of brothers who go around performing. So not only do they have that connection, you know, playing together for so long, but they also have that familial connection that really makes their music unique.
Yeah, and you can tell when you watch them that they've been performing together for a long time. And that comes through. The audience buys into that. There's a lot of interplay between them and the audience. They're just a fun group to listen to.
You know, we always talk about it, but I think the move to Washington Park has skyrocketed the popularity of Culture Connection. All the shade you get there and just the beautiful scenery around it. I love Washington Park for Culture Connection.
Well, I think we had, I'm guessing, about 800 people on the last big show of International Days. Everybody had a great seat. Everybody had a spot of shade. To put that many people in one place was a real treat.
you can't go wrong with that. And like you said, there's no bad seat at Washington Park either. I mean, no matter how close or how far you are away from that stage, you hear the sound good, and you can also see the performers very well as well.
That's right.
Now, we're starting to run out of time for these Culture Connection concert series. If there's someone out there who hasn't taken the time to come check them out yet, you know, they haven't seen a group that kind of speaks to them, what would you say to encourage them to get out and get involved with Culture Connection?
Well, you need to come experience it. I mean, we can talk about it, but until you sit there on your chair, on the grass, in the shade, listening to live music, surrounded by your friends, you know, your friends and neighbors are all there. You have to experience. It's just a fabulous thing.
You know, it builds the community in such a great way, too. It really is something that this area has wanted for a long time. You guys have been delivering it in spades. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just come join us. Come experience it. If you haven't ever listened to the Deltas, this is your chance. You'll enjoy it. It's just a blast.
You know, you can't go wrong with the Deltas, Lane.
Nope, you can't.
Always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time
to
come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Price City Council member Lane Miller. We're talking about this week's Culture Connection concert coming up this Thursday, July 31st at 7 p.m. out in Washington Park. The Deltas making their long-awaited return to Price. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.